Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is episode number 54.
Yeah.
Wow. It's another special episode. We've got a number of special episodes to celebrate our anniversary as a podcast. We had an extra long Ryan Cullen episode last week.
Yep.
And this week, it's our second live show, which was at the Sugar Club.
Yep, for the Dublin Podcast Festival.
Festival.
Thanks to Aiken Promotions and Headstuff for the festival, which has just finished up.
And thanks to the Good Food Company for supplying the Dubland podcast with Suzanne Kane and PJ Gallagher. And they brought in trays of sandwiches and fruit.
And we ate loads
of them. Thinking it was for everyone when it was actually just for them. But they wouldn't have eaten all of that
stuff. There's only two of them.
I got the biggest slice of carrot cake and then realized it was too big to get in my mouth. Because you know you want some of the cream and the cake.
Yep.
You want that combination. And I didn't want anyone in the room, in the green room, to see me eating this cake. So I turned my back to everyone. and then I walked down the stairs while shoving it in my mouth and getting the cream on my fingers and maybe on my beard.
Yeah.
And I just walked down the stairs, put the curtain back. And there was two people who were there to see the show. And I was like, oh, hello. And just went, I don't think the doors are open yet.
There's a photograph of Edwin eating cake on the Instagram, or eating a sandwich, I think
I'm eating a sandwich
on the Instagram. Our Instagram account, Reviewables, check it out just for a little. There's a little slice of life for Edwin Salmon.
I'm on Instagram too.
So
I like to take pictures of things I see, not my own face.
Reverse selfies. So
technically,
we were live last week at the Sugar Club, and our guest was the joke machine, Carl Spain.
One of the sharpest, quickest, funniest, and nicest guys you'll meet in the comedy business. Oh, hello. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Sugar Club, to Reviewables Live, with guest special, Carlito Spinarito. Edwin Salmon. This is Keane McGarrigle, and for some people who don't know who Keane is, I said I might do a little review of Keane.
Thanks.
For you right now, just so you get a little bit of flavour, toe in the water, a tongue in the water.
No, yeah, definitely go for that.
So Keane is a man. That's unconfirmed. I have never seen him naked, but he has created one life. And he's kept it alive long enough to give it a name, which is his son, Yui, who's still alive?
Yep.
Good. Thanks for asking. Four stars for that. Now, he's nearly bald, but not quite. Like, I'm totally bald. I worked hard at this. I committed to it.
You've taken me under your wing, though.
I led a very stressful life. Keane is not quite there yet, so I would suggest just introducing more stress into your life.
Another child?
Yeah, maybe. Create another small person with your small person machine. One thing I don't like about Keane is he constantly refers to his genitals as his small person machine. You really should stop doing that. And he's a writer, editor, stand-up comedian. That's Keane.
That's great. That's the best intro I've had in weeks. Edwin, as some of you might know, is off the telly. Edwin plays a priest in a show called Bridget and Eamon, where he is the priest Eamon who solves crime with his housekeeper Bridget. I haven't watched it yet, but that's the general gist of it, I guess. And
the working title was The Father Gay Mysteries. I wanted to be set in Miami, Florida, and we're going to get Magnum P.I. actor
Tom Selleck
to play the bishop.
Oh yeah,
who's living in Miami, but
didn't work out.
RT didn't want it.
Edwin's from Offaly, and like all the best people from Offaly, he doesn't live in Offaly anymore. The best thing about Edwin, I think most people know this already, but I'll just state it again. If you put a battered top hat on Edwin, he'd look like he runs a gang of child pickpockets in Victorian England.
Which is funny, because I once ran a gang of monkey pickpockets in Devon. So, close enough.
Yep.
But once monkeys grow up and reach adolescence, they get very strong. Oh, podcast police are outside.
That's the we've been wobbling on too long, and time to introduce our guest.
Oh, yes. So, our guest, Fesilta, it was the only kind of cut Irish I know, is he's a good friend of mine who stole my job on Republic of Telly. But I don't begrudge him, because he's the nicest man in comedy. But despite that, what's that? Oh, he couldn't make it. So Fred Cook couldn't be here. So stepping in at the last minute is Carol Spain, everybody. Yay! Carol Spain. Hugs are happening. You laugh, but that's the first time Carl's ever shaken my hand.
It's a momentous occasion.
So, from Limerick.
Yeah, that's why the sirens were outside.
They were following
the only
trail.
Safe place.
No, they were following the trail of destruction that you'd left behind.
Yes, indeed.
You drove up, didn't you?
I did drive up, but I drove via Galway as a...
Just to throw them off the
scent.
Smart move.
Just so I could pay two tolls instead of one.
You love the tolls, don't you?
People are into tolls there, like that one.
A lot of money in comedy. Two toll.
Yeah, I'm a two toll comic.
Yeah.
You talked about Ed being off the telly. I've been off the telly for years now. Oh, last thing you want to see is an ex in the audience.
Well, she doesn't call me. It meant like the gun symbol. So
that was a vague threat, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Call me.
Call me. I'll shoot you in your sleep.
The people listening to this on the podcast are going to be completely confused over what's going on now.
Oh, no. I used to play life-size Scrabble, and she was my ex.
So you're saying she's worth a lot?
She's worth 10 points. Hey, you'd have to have 10 points, wouldn't you? Hey. better have a look at her before I insult her anymore. I'm in a relationship now, but you never know what the future holds. I'll stick with what I've got.
But it's always good to keep your options
open. It is always good to keep your options open. I've gone for the visual stuff at the start of the podcast. I think that's...
It's always good in an audio-only format.
It is indeed, yeah.
Make loads
of visual
jokes.
Do you like I'm wearing your badge?
Yeah, we have reviewables buttons that we have somewhere that we'll give out.
At some point.
At some point, if
maybe.
We find them.
Only if you're good.
If you're, yeah.
Even if you're not. So, Carol...
So, Edwin, believe you're now called.
Yes, my full name is Edwin now.
Always Edwin.
Yeah. Yeah. But people usually
I knew him as Ed. Like I knew him as... I'm more straight.
People call me Ed. My mum calls me Schned. And sometimes Schnott. As a term of endearment. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
You're a 40-year-old man, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you 40?
I am, yeah.
I didn't think you were that old. Genuinely, that's
the joke. All right. I was waiting for the joke there.
This, no.
Is Carol being genuine right now? I'm not used to this.
This is my genuine voice. I go up, I just like slightly higher frequency. Really? Is that? Yeah, 40. Well, I wouldn't have put 40 on you now, in fairness.
I know, I've just had a very easy
life. I would
have
thought you'd have achieved more.
Well, I'm fully 40. Bald. Look at him there. Look at you.
I know, I'm only halfway there.
Come on. Yeah.
Finding out about that, I did the biggest stand-up gig I ever did was to 12,000 people. I know, I was a support act, you don't have to bring it up. And there was the big screen, so I'm brought out for the sound check, and it's like, oh yeah, wow, this is, I'm so buzzing, going, this is going to be full, it's been sold out, and I'm going, unbelievable, unbelievable. And you have the big screens, and I turned around and saw the back of my head for the first time. And I didn't know that was the problem. I didn't know that the Amazon was pretty much my head, you know. It's not good. I think that's worse than what you have. I mean, you've a nice head for baldness, like.
Yeah, at least my head doesn't look like an aerial photograph from National Geographic.
No. Did you grow the beard to distract from the baldness? Or did you have the beard? Is that a beard grower to distract from baldness?
A fan of beard distraction there.
Upside down head person.
I used to write my diary on my bald head. So I didn't want people reading it, so I grew a beard so they would look at my face instead.
I had a joke that never worked, so I'm going to do it here about...
Because you never know, you just got to keep trying.
About a diary entry that Paul McCartney song... Paul McCartney wrote a song about a diary entry about when he had premature ejaculation. And you go, yesterday, came suddenly...
You know,
I don't know why that didn't work.
That's what it's like, you know. Yeah. You try and hold back, but then, you know, you just go, ooh. That's where that came from.
Think of how much more he'd be respected if he'd been shot in 1980.
Shot and killed, you mean?
Yeah, well, shot and killed, yeah.
Yeah, he goes on about that sometimes in his autobiography.
About how much more respect he'd get.
Yeah, he just said when John Lennon was killed, everyone forgot what a massive cunt he was.
Can we say words like that on the thing?
Yeah,
we'll bleep them out.
Say whatever we want.
We won't.
We never bleep out the C
No,
word.
We just bleep out all the legal stuff that will get us in trouble.
Yeah,
like George Hunt is made out of ham.
We said, prove us wrong.
Yeah,
he's a ham hook as opposed to a ham hock.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I don't like that. Shut up, George.
We were saying
they've moved him on like a priest.
Yeah,
did you notice that
to the weekend? We were, that too much, the George Hook fan club's in?
Yeah, I don't know.
We hated George Hook before it was fashionable. We just like to say that now.
Yeah.
They forced you out, George.
Yeah.
Without permission, you've been forced, George. It's not nice, is it?
No. See how he likes it.
Apparently he's not a nice man. I've heard that from people, but there are people that know him well.
Yeah. Well, I can't help think he bears some of the responsibility himself. Yeah. Though, you know, some of the blame.
He would. But let's not give him any more oxygen.
Yeah, let's
dating
not.
Dating this
let's
podcast
not.
Seriously, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So,
he's going to be in Panto as Captain Hawk.
George and Al Porter. There's a duo.
There's a duo.
I've actually scared myself now with that.
Look, let's move on. Let's review something, because this is Reviewables, where we review the overlooked pleasures and lowbrow moments of life.
Oh, excellent.
And we've got the perfect guest for that. No, because we went...
I'm overlooked.
We could review something that not a lot of people would have seen because there were no photographs taken. We went on a stag in Sligo, me and
Carol. We did. We went on a stag for...
We decided to take the plunge. No, we went on Kevin McGarren's stag. Keane wasn't invited.
No.
Oh, it was a great stag.
Famous person, Kevin McGarren.
Kevin McGarren from Off the Telly. Yeah. Who's been off the telly for a while now as well.
No, there was repeats.
Doesn't count.
There was repeats about him going to America, meeting all those sex workers.
Oh, yeah.
That was
his
own solo stag there for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm calling round to this webcam girl's house.
Yeah. I've got a crew with me because I'm making a television programme.
Mm, yeah, we've all...
Wife-to-be.
Yeah. It was a great stag.
Yeah. Only about three people died. It was wonderful.
Three people died. You know, we don't know who they were.
And I organised some of the activities for the stag weekend. So it was going to be archery. Like Robin Hood. Come on. So we went with clay pigeon shooting because clay pigeons are fuckers.
They're vermin.
Absolute vermin.
The vermin of the pottery world.
Luminous, wingless, beakless, eyeless, brainless, featherless birds.
Shooting clay pigeons.
And if you hit them...
That's what we were.
If you hit them with some shotgun, they really disintegrate into...
Oh, yeah? How would you know that, Carol?
I would know that.
Would you know? Well, Carol very cleverly...
Will we tell the truth or will we tell the story that Kevin put out there?
We'll tell the story that Kevin put out, because the truth is not as good. But Kevin was asked about the clay pigeon shooting, which is a great thing to do when you're hungover. I thought it'd be a terrible idea, but having a big, massive gun in your hand
that just goes off
when you stop thinking about football.
So the thing was clay pigeon shooting. I'm telling the truth, because what Kevin told was that Carl Spain was on the stag and we went clay pigeon shooting and I hit the target every time. I was like some cowboy. And then this wild circus dog attacked the group. That's what it was. He said it was
the hound of Tupper Curry or something.
No, the black dog of Nobber.
The black dog of Nobber, yeah.
That had escaped from a Westmead circus.
And was is that how bad circuses are in Westmead?
They are. That the dog Here's gets the dog. Rabies and gets runs amok in the hills of Sligo. And that the dog attacked us, but Carl, being so quick thinking, that's me talking about myself in the third person, I shot the gravel in front of the dog, it hit its face and ran off. Brilliant. So this story was in the Daily Mirror in some of those celebrity magazines that Kevin gets in. And he told it on the 6 o'clock show. So I got called by the Ray Darcy show. And I was like, oh, they left a message. Oh, we're here, you're good with a gun. And I'm like, oh, this has gone too far. So I make up stories about Kevin now, not tonight, but, other nights. He did meet sex workers on telly.
Yeah, that's true, There's evidence
of
that.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm actually on the 6 o'clock show tomorrow. And when's this going to be out?
Next Tuesday.
So people will have to go back and find it. I'm going to make up some lie about Kevin tomorrow on the 6 o'clock show. Little insight for you there now.
I got accidentally flashed at the stag.
I was sorry.
Well,
that was no accident.
I know.
God, you're a heavy sleeper.
Yeah, Carl was standing over me, and then when he went back to his room, she was standing over Carl, going...
Ed woke up and said, it's so dark in the room. I went, Ed, the light's on. It's just there's something lying across your eyes.
We were in a pub called McGarrigle's. I don't know if you have any stakes in that.
I wish I did. It's a very successful pub.
But there was a girl who was very drunk, and she had a big tattoo on her arm. So I started a conversation with her. Hey, what's the story behind your tattoo? I've got the Chinese symbol for dolphin on my hip. No,
you have?
No, I don't. It's a joke. But it was like a Japanese koi fish. And she was saying, oh, I got this for, it represents strength or my life. And I was like, yeah, grand. And she goes, I've got a really bad one on my hip. It's of the Cookie Monster. And it's a picture of the Cookie Monster. And it says nom, nom, nom on my hip. And I went, oh, right. And said, well, I'll show it to you. And then she said, I'm actually not wearing any knickers. And then up at the dress, she flashed her arse to everyone behind her. And I'm looking at it going, yeah, that is a terrible tattoo. And then she said, I've got another one on this side. And she turned her hip and sort of the fanny went past. like a sexy car driving past the street.
Did you think it was a mirror of your beard?
Yeah.
Or was it a mirror of your head?
There was a lens flare, but I thought someone was taking a picture, but it was probably just the shine from my head. Because she had one on this hip, though, and it was like, snaking up the side. She said, oh, it goes all the way up here. And for a split second, I thought she was going to take her whole dress off.
Well, it wasn't an accident then. She kind of did. You weren't accidentally flashed. Yeah. She did flash. There was accidental flashing going on at the Electric Picnic where there was girls... instead of queuing for the toilets, which there was an abundance, not like the old days, when in Fela there'd literally be, these... Yeah, I'm that old, okay?
Yeah.
When I was born, the world was black and white, all right?
And flat.
I'm going to ring your parents and give out to you.
Carl is doing a rotary phone mime.
But the girls would go over, I'm standing up for this bit, and go over and pee with the fence, with the blocked bit on the fence. So they bend down, they're not displaying themselves to anything. But two girls went and did a pee, but there was no blocking of the fence. So on the other side of the fence was two men that were truck drivers or something, standing there smoking fags with the biggest smiles on their face, just going... And everyone's laughing at the girls. They're going, what? You can't see, you can't see anything. And the lads are just going... They were accidentally flashed.
I saw someone wedged between two pillars or something when I was at the point, or three. That's how old I am. I still call it the point. The Three Arena. I don't know who sponsors it now. The fucking... The Galty
Arena Chocolates.
Arena. Whatever it is now. The Fig Roll Arena. And she was... She was wedged between two pillars. Like, she wasn't hidden. She was just wedged between two pillars.
Had someone left her there to pick her up
after the show? And she's, like, slashing away. No, this was after the gig.
Oh.
It was ridiculous. And she wasn't even crying or anything. And it was a Radiohead gig we went to.
You're supposed to cry at Radiohead gigs.
You are.
Tattoos are... A friend of mine got a tattoo. And
put your pants back on, Carol. We don't want to see your
tattoo.
Oh,
sorry, sorry. A friend of mine got a tattoo.
They don't think you took your pants off, mate.
Look, it's the anteater. It's an aardvark.
I'm not going to fall for that again.
A friend... Kiss the aardvark, Ed. A friend of mine was getting a tattoo and we were in the tattoo place and the guy, we said to him, you know, I'm always, not obsessed, but any job people do, I like, what kind of jokes can you play? What fun can you have in that job? So your man was tattooing my mate and I said, do you have much fun? Can you, you know, as a tattoo, you can hardly go, oh man, how would you spell that name again? And he said, well, there was a guy, all right. He was from Limerick. I know I'm from Limerick, but this is an exaggerated Limerick accent. I've got such a range when it comes to voices. And he was gone. Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, I wonder. He said, I was doing a symbol on his arm, which he was doing the symbol of a D. It's a DJ. It's a turntable symbol. Your man was a DJ. So it was two arrows going in opposite directions in a circle. So he said, I was doing this DJ symbol. And as I'm finishing it, I said to your man, do you know what this symbol means? And he goes, no, I don't. He goes, that's a gay symbol. And your man got very upset. He fell off the stool. But the tattooist was great. He just goes, I mean, I was messing with him, but I didn't want to tell him straight away. So he's sitting on the ground and he's trying to ring his brother. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And he goes, I'm only messing, man. I'm only messing. He goes, oh, jeez, thank God for that. I thought I was gay there for a minute. The other story, take over. The other story he had, he was doing a tattoo of a horse's head on the arm of a guy, and he said, with a nameplate, and he goes, oh, what's the name of the horse? And your man goes, oh, the name of the horse is Coco. And he goes, oh, what spelling of Coco? Is it C-O-C-O or C-O-C-O-A? And he goes, I don't know, man. Well, which one, what one do you want? And he goes, I don't know. He's outside. Do you want me to go and ask him?
It's a talking horse. Oh,
tattoos. I do a whole show on tattoos.
So you've no tattoos?
I've no tattoos. I wouldn't get tattoos. I don't even like wearing jewellery.
Would you get?
I wouldn't know what time it was if I didn't have my phone.
Because my dad was diagnosed with crazy old man syndrome.
Oh, God.
No, he was...
Your family are really milking the fucking illness thing, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. No, he didn't have cancer. He had diabetes.
Yeah, you're going to make me feel bad. I've got that. That's why... You invite me to the Sugar Club was particularly mean.
I edited a TV show that you were on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Called Life With years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hillary. I just remember that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm quite... So I have been on TV in the last 10 years.
Yeah, about diabetes.
As I told you before, those bowls are full of cocaine, not sugar.
Oh, fuck it.
Take as much as you want. You won't put on any weight. But you might lose your personality. What was I talking about? Yeah, my dad had diabetes, and he went on a diet, lost loads of weight, and his wedding ring wouldn't fit him anymore. So he got a tattoo at 70 years of age. He got a tattoo of a gold band on... That's the wrong finger. Imagine if he got it on the wrong finger.
What did he do with his wedding ring?
I don't know. I melted it down, sold it to the shop.
Would he not wear it around his neck or something like that? Or
get his dick pierced or something.
How much weight did he lose?
Could he not have got it
belly button
melted
pierced
down and made, you know, smaller?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Awfully, people.
Maybe. Well, my mum was in getting a tattoo, and your man said I could do, and he kind of did it for... I think my dad didn't want
it. Your mum got a tattoo?
My mum got a tattoo as well. Yeah, but she got a tattoo of a butterfly on her wrist because she loves butterflies. So I went,
well, she got a caterpillar, but now it's a butterfly.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough crowd.
I love the way you looked for the invisible ball that you'd hit. It went out of the park.
Yeah,
you're never going to see that ball.
It sure did. But
it's going. No, it's not. But I think he just got it because it was free. Your man was basically throwing in a free tattoo for him.
Once you're over like 65, you get free tattoos.
Yeah. You travel free on the buses and you get a free tattoo and a free tattoo for the person who's with you. That's how it works. Because he is a Protestant, but
Is he a Protestant?
He is.
Well, you could bring him.
So shocked.
Look at you. I shared a room with him.
I shared a room with a Protestant. Carol, you should get yourself checked.
Does that make this a podcast? You see, that's the level they want.
Yeah.
That's why I left you. Oh, shit, sorry.
It's an audio medium. It's totally fine. Yeah.
No one God, people could see you to turn off.
The only reason
I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry about this. Edit out my apology. I'm sorry. This is just jokes. I always pick on the prettiest girl in the room, so I've genuinely no idea why I'm picking on you.
Cast Bain, ladies and gentlemen.
We were talking backstage about something that maybe some of the... This will definitely age us.
All right.
We're talking about VCRs because...
Because we're all rich.
Because we're all rich. And we were shooting the latest series of Bridget Naiman, and there's an episode where they open up a video shop coming soon to your screens.
Oh.
Tuesdays, 9:30, RT2. And... don't get paid anymore for that, but
I still have VCRs.
We shot it on the day of my brother's birthday. Keane, you live with my brother in Galway in a house where there was there was a couple living there who had really loud energetic sex. Remember
can
that
I tell this bit?
Yeah.
It was a house in Galway, sort of a flat share outside, just out of college, and there was a couple, and his I won't give a name so I can leave it in. We'd be sitting around watching TV at sort of 6 or 7 in the evening, and they'd sort of slip out of the room and go upstairs. They had the squeak. His bedroom was above the sitting room.
They're watching Psycho. And
they had the squeakiest bed in the house, and they'd just have sex above us while we were watching the news or whatever, and then just come back downstairs and sit there, and we'd go, "Well, this isn't awkward at all."
But I was in the kitchen one time, and they were fucking, and someone said, "God, he's like a machine." And I was like, it's always a weird thing when people say, "He's like a machine." Like, who looks at a machine and says, "I wonder, bet you that could fuck." You know, not maybe a fucking machine. But
I bet that microwave is great.
Yeah. I'd say that popcorn machine would fucking leave you satisfied. You know, just weird. But they'd fuck, and then we were in the kitchen. Me and Johnny were in the kitchen, my brother, and they came in, both of them came in after having sex.
At the same time.
And they got a box of cornflakes and started eating with their hands out of the cornflakes.
Oh.
And I just remember turning to Johnny going, "I hope that's not like the house cornflakes."
Yeah.
The house cornflakes, like the house wine. International house of cereals.
What cornflakes do you have today? We'll just have the house cornflakes.
You get a little bit of cornflakes in a bowl and go, "Oh yes,
my first serious girlfriend,
Rachel.
No, before Rachel. There was
BR.
There was a life before Rachel, and she used to say to me, "You don't make noise when we're having sex. Are you not enjoying yourself?" And it was just more because of that thing. We would be upstairs with other people in houses, and it was just a thing of
prison sex.
And it was also like, you know. Yeah, you
don't want to attract attention.
Yeah, the code was, "Do you want to go upstairs and play prison?" But I used
throw
to never
a couple of cigarettes.
It was just a habit. I'd be like, that was basically the noise that was coming out of me. But then one day we're having sex. I went to the second hour, and
after a 40-minute break.
We took an interval. Lucas ate Mars bars. "I'm ready, I'll be back in a second." And just need to look at the Argus catalogue shower section here, and then we're back. And I'm at the head for home section of the sex, right? Yeah. We're nearly there. They're starting to tell you to make sure you collect all your belongings before you go.
Stand clear.
I popped.
Carol's door's operating.
My calf muscle.
So sex injury.
I popped my calf muscle and went from to, oh, oh. Oh! And I was about to go, oh my leg, can we just swap around positions again? And can we go back to page four? And she looked so happy that she got that reaction out of me. I just went, I can't tell her. And then afterwards, I'm just lying there on the ground, and she's like, you all right? I go, no. And then she's gone. She's so chuffed with herself. I never had that. I went out with her for another year or so afterwards. I never told her. And I even told this on stage before, and then I stopped doing it because, in case she heard it, but I figured this is safe. She's right there. She's gone.
She's disappeared.
She's like all my exes. I imagine them.
Well, I don't know. We've got at least four loyal listeners. Sarah McGlinchey listening in the bath.
One of them has a tattoo of a ring. The other has a tattoo.
My brother Julian listening while driving, very tired from business trips. Wake up, Julian! Just a service I provide from.
Open the window!
Smoke a fag. Bridget in Texas, hey. Howdy.
Is there a Bridget in Texas?
We have so few listeners, we can list them all off.
Yeah. So we'll just keep going. No, we were talking about VCRs. We were shooting a scene with a VCR machine, and they were looking for a VCR machine, and it was the day of my brother's birthday. He was 35 years of age, and we got a top-loading VCR machine when he was born. It was a present my dad got from my mum. And they were amazing. And my brother used to record, remember, two TV? We were talking about this.
Yeah.
And it'd be on the radio and the TV at the same time.
Simulcast.
So we'd have the TV on with the sound down.
Blown.
And the radio on. And the music on the radio matched the videos. It was incredible. And it had a plug-in thing. And my brother used to record all these music videos and have them on a video. And all the times and what songs and whatever. Real care and detail went into it. Now it's just, you half listen to something on Spotify, and modern life is shite.
I have boxes. I have two big boxes of VHS tapes. Boxes that are used for moving.
You're selling
houses.
Them at the interval?
No. Yeah. They're all...
Go on, we were impressed. Go on.
The stag looking at a girl's bum. And no, but I go, oh, I spent from 1982, when we first got a video in our house, till now. I tape them on disc now. But I mean, all this stuff. And now I go, right, I taped this years ago. I've never watched it. Let's just see if it's on YouTube, like everything fucking else.
Yeah.
I spent so many years taping it, and everyone's like, oh, it's on YouTube. I taped this. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Fucking technology's ruined everything.
Sure, I had the original, the unaltered widescreen Star Wars trilogy, and I actually watched them, because we still have a VCR at home, watched them on a good TV, but because we have DVD and Blu-ray now and on demand, I literally couldn't see anything. It just was like blurry blobs. And I was going, how was I able to see this when I was younger? Am I that old? Or is it just we're so used to seeing things so highly defined?
Do you know what's fun with Star Wars? Is I have to confess, I didn't see the Star Wars movies till this century, the first three, like four, five,
you
and
are
six.
Old.
Yeah. And I was when they came out, I was at, my father came home, and my father used to come home, he was a sales rep, he used to come home, and we wouldn't know he was in the house until he came in and went, if anyone rings, I'm not here, right, which was weird. And but he'd take us to the cinema to see what films he wanted to watch. So when I was four and a half, I was brought to see Jaws in the cinema. So that then Star Wars didn't seem so appealing. He goes, do you want to go to the cinema? And I was like, no, I never want to go to the cinema again.
Or
so
in
everyone
the water.
Else went to Star Wars. I never went to see Star Wars. But the thing to do is I actually bought a Darth Vader T-shirt. So anytime anyone goes, oh, cool T-shirt, I'll go, yeah, Star Trek. Wrecks their head.
Just to piss them off.
Another person leaving.
Yeah. But see, I don't know. Like VCRs and mini discs and all those old archaic.
I have mini discs as well. Things. I have all that stuff. That's my, I have a little.
I love mini discs.
In my father's house at home, there's like the attic was converted, and I have three rooms that are full of magazines. Music magazines, football magazines.
Yep.
Dermatology magazines.
What weird niche fetishes you have, Carl.
No, but we didn't have, Playboy didn't go on sale in Ireland until 1996.
Yeah.
That's how, there was nothing.
I feel we've segued into the old man podcast.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. But here's the thing, chaps. Do you think VCRs will make a comeback in a hipster, retro, cool, dickhead?
No, the record thing is only the record
vinyl.
The vinyl thing, yeah. It's only because they can't sell CDs anymore.
Yeah.
CDs are worthless because you go, oh, well, why would I buy a CD? Just download it or whatever. Download it for free. But you go, oh, you have to listen to it on vinyl. That's the cool way. That's so they can literally physically sell a product.
You haven't heard it until you've heard it on vinyl.
Yeah, you heard it on vinyl. Yeah, and you just play it and you go, oh, it actually sounds the same. The weird thing for me, I have... Oh, my God, the song's in the same order as well. This is freaky. But I have all... Old
you
records.
Can speed them up.
I go into record shops and it blows my mind. I'm going, oh, look, these albums that I bought for 50p are here for 28 euros. I'm going, how, like, it's.
And Extravision.
I am the grumpy old man tonight.
Extravision is now, used to be big, massive shops, and now it's just a lad in a box in a Centra.
Yeah.
Feeding you out DVDs.
Yeah, but still been snarky about what you're renting.
I still buy VHS tapes. I was buying the odd movie over, like I'd go into charity shops. England would have them. In Ireland, they don't have them.
Yeah.
You know, unless you go to a car boot sale and they'll have some weird Scream 2 and I go, oh, they can keep that.
But there's a lot of old movies that you can't get.
Where are they?
On DVD or
Blu-ray. You think about it, there was hundreds of these tapes years ago. Right in and then...
Are they on YouTube?
Give out your address.
There's hundreds of shitty movies that nobody wants to see anymore that are on VHS. Yeah, I want them. Give them to me.
We've given people too many tapes.
Now.
All you should, you know, if you go on YouTube, you don't have to listen to podcasts.
Listen, stop trying to.
You could be listening to Chomsky now.
No one wants to. No one here.
Christopher Hitchens.
Is Chomsky
here? What are you doing with yourself?
Chomsky, probably,
is Chomsky here?
I don't think so.
Nobody wants to listen to Chomsky. I always have to check.
He's a great DJ. I was a DJ. I used to do discos.
Me too.
Weddings, parties, anything.
I did school discos and back when you had slow sets. And I used to use this line that Bill Paxton says in Aliens. And just before the
slow set. It's coming out of her stomach.
This is... Game over, man. Game over. And now the slow set. No, and no one ever called me up on it. And this was like first year, second year students. And I used to say, a fast song at end, and I'd go, stop your grinning and drop your linen. It's the slow set.
Oh, no. The thing I think back at teenage discos as to how terrified I was of just being there. Like if anyone spoke to me, like girls, anyone spoke to me, I'd just be terrified. And recently I started going to them again and... Yeah. Everyone's terrified at them.
Yeah.
You know, I walk around and the girls are like, oh my God. Like, it's such, you know, just stop them.
How much are we going to have to edit out for legal reasons?
I don't know. But these are all really true stories.
So, also on the podcast, we like to take things we used to love but now hate and review them. Or... Stop pointing out random women in the audience, girls.
It's not a random woman. It's that one woman he's been pointing at for the whole show. You're special because Carl is pointing at you. He could have pointed at anyone, but he's pointing at you. These girls in the front.
Pointing at you.
He could have pointed at them, but he's pointing at you.
Yeah, you never pick the obviously pretty ones.
Oh, that's she's awesome. Eager. I think you, me, outside right now. All right, calm down.
The weird thing, I do lots of pretend things. I have a few little habits I do. One, anytime I get a bill anywhere, I go, how much? €3.50. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Right? It drives my girlfriend wild. Drives her mental. Wild with me. Oh. I do it all the time then. Well, let's go buy something else. But I do, so I'll pretend just to wind people up. And say, a lot of the time people will laugh or different things. But one, I met a guy I went to school with. I was getting a part from my car. And he goes, I'll go down to the other thing. My sister works there. So this was a guy I was in primary school with. So I remembered, oh yeah, his sister, I think he was a year behind us. So I went down to the thing. But I didn't realize it was a much younger sister. So I started going to her, oh my God, I can't even remember her name now, but I go, you're such a thing. I had such a crush on you in primary school. Oh man, I used to follow you all the places, like just saying, oh, I can't believe this is where you are. But I'm wondering whatever happened to you for years. And she's like, what? I says, oh, your brother Darren, I was in Darren's class. And she goes, Darren's 8 years older than me. And I was like, I'm just joking, Darren made me do it. And then she said, oh, it's that much. I went, how much? So that's by way of an apology.
I think that explains it perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
everything's perfect. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's obviously a reason you're here with a couple.
I think this is the only time we've had a guest actively been beaten up after the show.
And then you can come back on and review that beating.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was it? Savage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't.
Oh.
Please don't write anything bad about me, Kevin McGahern, on on social media.
His name is Kevin McGahern.
Kevin McGahern. They offered, you know, they
were from Calvin.
To bring it full circle, they did offer, I think VIP magazine or one of them. Is that the Irish equivalent of Hello? Yeah. How yeah, magazine offered Kevin money for the photos, exclusive photos for the wedding, and he said, no thanks, we're not interested. And so he offered the Farmers Journal exclusive picture rights for the wedding, and they replied with, thanks, Kevin. We don't really do that sort of thing. But thanks anyway. You fucking weird Kevin bastard.
So, yeah, I sold the pictures to RSVP.
Oh, yeah. Carl was walking around with the GoPro strapped to his chest for the whole wedding. Weren't
yeah,
you?
That wedding was full of celebs. They had that weird priest from Bridget Naaman was there.
And the nicest man in comedy was there too, Fred Cook.
Yeah.
we just have time to plug whatever your sink or whatever you need to plug.
Oh, yeah, I'm on tour with Bernard O'Shea from Bridget and starting
from
on
Bridget.
He hates when I do that. I'm going to spend the next few months winding him up. So in all good venues, but starting in Cavan first.
Is Cavan the first
that one? Yeah, that's Friday night. But so that's already been out. There's no point plugging that unless there's people here from Cavan.
Any Cavan heads in?
Although now I've told her where I'm going to be Friday night, she could come in.
All she has to do is Google your name, Carl.
Don't say my name.
That's what I did. Don't say
it. Don't tell her it's spelt with a K.
K to the R to the R to the A to
well,
the
I wouldn't
the
make
L.
any noise.
Didn't spell your name right.
Wow.
Wow.
How much?
I have a bag of... I thought I was bringing my bag of trail mix, but unfortunately, it's a bag of reviewables buttons. So we're going to leave that here on the table.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to take the table...
No, that's not the... No.
Please leave the button.
Or she's done it the way I said it, where, oh, we've got badges for the podcast. If you just check under your seat, and then they'll all check under their seat.
Oh,
and
yeah,
go,
yeah.
But they're in the bag. And you'd all be like, what the fuck's that? I had blood rushing to my head there.
If you check under your seats, there is free hard chewing gum or very old boogers. Carl, you are a man.
Speaking of old boogers.
So that's tour with Bernard O'Shea for the next couple of months.
Yes,
around
till
Ireland.
April. Till April.
Till April.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. He can only do two nights a week because he's suspicious about his wife and he does the radio. That's why he's insisting I go with him.
So it's weekend.
And he's on the radio. He's on the radio early in the morning. So it's Fridays and Saturdays starting this Friday.
Excellent. All over the country.
Okay. All over the country. Venues near you soon.
You and Bernard. Anyone in support? Maybe just...
No, just the two of us. It was meant to be like... We said we'd do three or four gigs and it just grew. Now it's a monster of a thing. It's actually too much now and I'm kind of regretting it because you know the way Bernard wears you down after a while.
Yeah, yeah. And
I did one episode of Bridget Naaman and it was too much.
Way too much. A lot of
but you're incredible on it. But like you're like a Clint Eastwood type actor. You're just playing yourself.
Yeah. And I also get confused when I have my eyes closed and a monkey is kissing me. And I think it's a beautiful woman. But that's a story for another time.
She's right there.
That was
She's just a little bit hairy.
It was a weird reference to an old Clint Eastwood film. That not
now, before
I have it on VHS, I'll give it to you.
Before members of the audience start storming the stage to attack Carl, we better say this podcast is out every Tuesday
every
on the
Tuesday.
Headstuff Podcast Network.
Network.
And we'd like to thank Carl for being our guest.
Thank you. Oh, that's I really appreciate that. That's very nice.
Thanks to Aiken for putting on the podcast festival.
Yeah,
there's buttons
Aiken.
Here. My name's Kim McGarrigle. This is Edwin Salmon. This has been Reviewables. Thanks very much. Stay
Give it up
here
for Carl Spain. Thanks
Double
for coming,
Amazon
guys.
After the break. Thanks very much.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
That is our show.
That was the show.
Thanks again to Aiken and Headstuff for putting on the podcast festival. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Carl for coming up from Limerick via Galway to do the show. And
thanks to Suzanne and PJ for sharing their free
sandwiches.
Food
yeah.
from the Good and Food Company. Thanks to Good Food Company.
Hello to...
Please send in good food to Headstuff headquarters.
Yeah, and Kyo's Crisps as well.
Kyo's Crisps.
We tried to get crisps off Kyo's Crisps on Twitter, but they didn't send any yet, so... Once again, if you're listening, Kyo's Crisps, we know you're sponsoring comedy at the moment, so why not give crisps to a comedy podcast? Also,
genuinely good crisps.
Yeah, they are lovely crisps. Mm. They do, I won't get into my favourite types, but they're lovely.
Is it the cracked pepper?
It is.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
lovely.
A good one.
I love the cracked pepper one.
It's an unusual flavour.
Yeah. I like. Also, hello to, I won't name her because she asked not to be named, our new listener who Carl harassed throughout that show. But
yes.
It was all in good fun.
Yeah.
Just so people don't think Carl has been a real prick. She was chatting to myself and my wife after the show and said she is now a new listener to Reviewables. So hello. Thanks once again to SoCow, who did our theme tune. Ashley Nohadi did our artwork. Alec Bennett is our producer. And we will talk to you all again next week when we're back in the studio proper. Bye.
But we're already here.
They're recording the podcast inside the building.
This has been a production of the Headstuff Podcast Network.